Free Talk Live. It's your show. We're launching into hour number three. You bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
That, by the way, is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their site. We do it free. Free Talk. I hear rock music.
Are we connected?
Something going on there at the studio.
It's been a terrorist attack at the studio.
I know we're connected. He say what?
He said,
oh, that's unusual. Okay. Are we back? Okay.
Okay, and live, and go.
800-259-9231. Damn it. There goes more music. Okay. Are we still here? The music keeps coming back. Okay, well, let's fade it out, make it go away. Thank you. Let's do the radio show.
Okay, let's try Ian in Georgia.
Is
again.
Ian there? In Georgia. Ian in Georgia. He's gone. All right, then. He is there.
Yeah.
This is a great hour. Ian, what's up?
I was actually wondering what you guys thought about Mike Gravel.
This is, I just heard about this guy for the first time, I think within the last 24 hours.
He's the Democrat that said legalize marijuana, is that correct?
Isn't he also, like, the anti-war, the actual anti-war Democrat as well?
Yeah, he's been really big on Dig as well, and I thought you guys would have mentioned him before. I don't really know what I think about him exactly.
I don't know anything else about the guy.
Those aren't the two things that separate me from, you know, my vote. You know, the legalizing marijuana and...
Ron Paul's good on marijuana and Ron Paul's good on the war. So,
right.
I mean,
you know, I'd like to see somebody... You know, my big thing with Ron Paul is he wants to get rid of the Federal Reserve and return us to a metal-backed currency. I feel like that would really solve the problems. But I just heard about this this Democratic Cavell, did you say his name is?
Gravel.
Gravel. He's not Gravel?
Gravel, maybe. But
whatever.
I've heard Gravel.
Right.
Is he a socialist?
He's a Democrat.
Well,
yeah, he has some good issues and then he has some bad ideas. But I think it's interesting to see these different ideas this election time.
Yeah, well, I'm all for him bringing those issues to the forefront, and I wish him luck. I would love to see an election where we're dealing with a Democrat that wants to legalize marijuana and bring us home from the war, and a Republican who wants the same.
Definitely. And then I also was wondering if you heard about the Dig issue on Dig.com.
Oh yeah, I was going to get to that tonight. Thank you for bringing it up. Do you want to go ahead and tell the story?
Well, yeah, there was huge controversy over Dig banning some people's posts and actually banning people themselves.
Hang on. Actually, before you get into it, let me just give a brief explanation for those just tuning in that don't know what Dig.com is. It's Digg.com, and it's one of the more popular top 100 websites on the Internet. Basically, it's a user-driven news site. It's got a technology. It's really heavy on the tech news side, but they've got different categories, everything from politics to sports or whatever, that sort of thing, entertainment. So you can, as a Dig.com user, you can post a news story to the site, and then the other Dig.com users can dig up the story. And so the more digs, so-called, the story gets, the higher its ranking on their little front page and the sub-page that they have. So the more digs a story gets, the more people see the story, the more likely people will dig the story. Of course, you can also bury stories as well. If you think the story is awful, you can bury the story. And so there's this sort of democratic, voluntary process that goes on, and it's become quite a popular thing. In fact, it's been the other websites have sort of borrowed the idea, and this it's part of the Web 2.0 concept in that the content is driven by the users, not an editorial staff. Now then, what happened yesterday was essentially just an unprecedented situation on Dig.com. What happened?
Well, yeah, Dig is definitely, it's great for everybody. This is the revenge of the nerds, really. It was an HDVD encryption key, which allows you to burn copyrighted HDVDs and Blu-ray discs. And
okay.
the code was posted, and they started disappearing, and Dig finally said, it's illegal and we're not going to allow this. But the people didn't like that. The people, there's a lot of illegal things or questionable things on Dig. And when they banned
illegal
this,
from the intellectual property angle, you know, from the angle of, like, trading songs, that kind of same sort of illegal, right?
Yes. And, okay. Yes. Ideas are shared, and it's very, like, democratic, like it said. And Dig doesn't, they don't do any kind of, they don't, they won't.
They generally, they're generally hands-off. I mean, because the site's so big, they can't, they just can't possibly address everything there.
Exactly. So users were angry at them for censoring them and not censoring other posts and other ideas on Dig. And they looked into it, and they realized HDVD was sponsoring Dig Nation, which is their sponsoring Dig, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't like the idea of the censorship, and they big outrage, and they started just posting everything in this code. This code is on here a million times at least.
Right, so basically the crackers, they managed to crack the encryption scheme of the new HD-DVD technology.
Before it was even released, right?
Well, it's out there, but it's pretty new. And so they cracked it, they came up with a crack code, basically, and they put this code on Dig. Dig started taking them down, which really ticked off the Dig users, and so they immediately just started retaliating against the Dig people, the people running the site, by just posting it everywhere.
Right, they had it in their signatures or whatever.
In their signatures, the headlines of the posts. The posts were all about these banned this is a copyrighted number. This number, this encryption code, is copyrighted.
So this is a long and just number?
Yes. Dig was threatened by lawyers in order to, you know, hey, cease and desist, get this off your website. So that's what they were trying to do, and the users just didn't want to have anything to do with that.
Right. So either shut down your website entirely
or leave it up.
Leave us alone.
Yeah.
Your
and
choice.
Finally, they saw that they listened to the users, and it's a user-driven site. That's what, you know, gives Dig its power. And they basically said that we're going to listen to you, and whatever happens, happens, and we'll fight till we die. And I thought,
Ian, thank you for the call. Appreciate the story. That is basically what they did. This went on, by the way, for hours yesterday. Dig.com was dominated. Normally, you see a variety of different stories on the front page of the website based on, you know, what's popular and what's not. In this case, 100% of the stories on the front page of the site were stories about this code. They all had the code in them, and the Dig counts on the stories were in the thousands. The multiple, like, 4,000 or 5,000 Dig.
Of the stories don't ever get those kind of those amount of Dig.
The coordination here was incredible, and it must have been some sort of essentially beautiful chaos, basically, in that there were so many people participating in this. There's no way some central organizer could have been behind this. There's no way there was, you know, five guys that were essentially putting this out there, that were coordinating all these people to go there and do this. They were just doing it on their own, and they dominated the website. And so the reaction, apparently, according to Wired.com, Kevin Rose has posted a statement. He's one of the guys who's behind the site. Posted a statement saying that Dig will no longer remove posts containing the banned HD-DVD cracking code. It was, he said, an insane day after taking down a Dig user's post that contained a copyrighted series of hexadecimal codes, a series that is the key to unlocking the encryption of HD-DVD. The Dig community erupted in protests. A Google search at 11 p.m. last night revealed 238,000 hits for the banned code. The cat's out of the bag, genie out of the bottle, toothpaste out of the tube. Rose saw the writing on the wall. The publicity may have been terrific for Dig, and after all, it was just trying to comply with the legal threats it was receiving from the owners of the copyrighted code.
I love the what do you call it, revenge of the nerds. These guys are uprising over banned hexadecimal code.
It's amazing, isn't it, though? This is welcome to the Internet. And freedom of speech in this particular case was upheld. Whether this
sort of the power of the consumer.
Yeah, right. Whether there's going to be fallout for Dig, I don't know. But if Dig had continued to enforce their little what they were enforcing, they would have alienated their core base. The people that were doing this are their core users, and they were ticked. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 2nd, 2007, spot gold 667 10 and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 689 21, 348 17 for half ounce, and 173 32 for quarter ounce coins. That's 689 21, 348 17, and 173 32. There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You get to bring up what you want. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free, updates included. You get signed up. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I sent out an update today, as a matter of fact, announcing that Free Talk Live is doing yet another auction of yet another banner ad on our website. So, yeah, you could have your business or product or service or organization promoted on our website, site-wide, pretty much, for an entire month for who knows how much. They've gone from as little as, like, $50 to as much as $100. So maybe you should place your bid. Bidding starts at a dollar. Auction.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
To the phones, to the fun. It's John in Winnipeg. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Gentlemen.
Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I seen Tenet on 60 Minutes over the weekend. Did you guys catch that?
No, I don't watch. I don't make a habit out of watching what bureaucrats have to say.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I generally, there's a crooksandliars.com. They keep significant web items up for grabs up there, and they have it. They have it there. I was watching it, and it's really quite a shock. It, apparently, Tenet used no evidence to form his conclusions to help the Bush administration falsely justify their war foray into Iraq. And I remember a couple of days ago you were talking about how you didn't really believe in a global elite conspiracy of global conquest to deny our rights. It's mostly, it appears, these bad guys are extremely incompetent. We can say this over and over again. And I would have to concur. If that's, I guess I'm going a little ways with interpretation, but that's how I heard it from you
I certainly believe in people in search of power. No doubt about that.
Right.
Absolutely.
But is there?
You'd be a fool to say otherwise.
But is there
right.
this coordinated evil cloak of cabal? You know, this evil cabal of people that meet in dark secret places.
Right.
That's just silly.
And I thought that 60 Minutes summed up that theory quite adequately, because you had, even a couple of days ago, you had the military guy come on who has friends in the military intelligence. And, you know, that guy, you know, with all due respect, I don't know him, but, you know, he just doesn't understand that the war has no actual cause. There's no justification whatsoever, because the military had complete unrestricted access prior to dropping a bomb. So the military, by attacking Iraq, only lowered America's ability to bring about any better good. You could have went freely anywhere you wanted without delay. You could have, you know, there's a million and one.
Well, there's no doubt that Iraq is far worse off today than it ever was under Saddam Hussein.
Absolutely. I mean, well, they had universal health care, universal education. They had the highest PhDs per capita anywhere in the planet.
Well, universal health care sucks, and universal education sucks. You know, I'm not saying that what they had was great, but it certainly was better than destroyed
America.
Infrastructure and dead people laying everywhere.
Yeah. Well, their education system was far greater than what America has, but that's another debate for another time, perhaps. But, I mean, freedom is justice. If you guys want freedom, you're going to have to go through the difficult task of formulating your conclusions on evidentiary findings. And when we hear Tenet fully confess now to the, I can't even believe it's not front page on every newspaper, but he tells, and not only that, he tells us the Bush administration never asked him whether he thought the war was a good idea. He told Condoleezza Rice in July that there was an imminent terrorist strike gonna come from Bin Laden through Afghanistan. But the only problem with that, and of course I believe that what he says is true, but the only problem with that, it was in August, a month later, that Colin Powell gave the Taliban $43 million. So people have to ask Mr. Tenet, what does he feel about the fact, after warning them of an imminent terrorist strike coming through Afghanistan, Colin Powell thought it would be a good idea to give them $43 million. And, of course, I know why he gave them the $43 million, but I know most Americans have no clue, and it's never talked about.
I think that's sort of the thing, is though, it's the no-clue aspect. Most Americans really, I don't know everything that you're talking about,
right.
And
yeah.
I'm a radio talk show host that you know, reads the news every day for a good portion of the day. So, and I'm not as informed on this, or at least don't
right.
sound as informed as you do. And the point that I want to make on this is that our philosophy of freedom, you said that it requires justice to have freedom,
right.
And I would like to counter that in that. You know, I would agree with you, you need justice, but I also would say that if we didn't have the huge, expansive, adventurous federal government that we have, we wouldn't have had this problem. We wouldn't, you know, if we weren't over there in the first place. I don't have to provide justice for Iraq.
Amen.
If I said, hey, I'm really, really sorry. If I was president tomorrow and I said, I'm really sorry for all the crap we did, here's a few, you know, here's some money, we're leaving, goodbye. And good luck to you, and I hope that you make it through the Civil War that is bound to spring up. And I'm just gone? Whatever. And you know, I mean, that's the best I can do.
And that Civil War is going to spring up either now or 10 years from now. Whenever we get out of there, it's going to happen. It doesn't matter. They try to.
Some would argue it's happening now.
Yes, it is, but it's really going to break out when we leave. So whether we leave in 5 years from now or 10 years or next month, the same thing is going to happen.
John, your final thoughts.
Well, as you said, there are all kinds of people who are requesting to steal power, and they'll tell us they're fighting for just causes, but they took all the Iraq Development Fund. That's called a criminal theft. So, again, that's not a just action. A justice, another term for justice, is accountability. Your government, to act justly, has to be held accountable to the people. So if the government is acting inappropriately, it's your responsibility as an equal citizen contributor to point out those errors and demand, you know, either law to protect yourselves or vote the bums out, or, you know, in your case, it's much more serious than just voting them out. I think some criminal proceedings certainly have to be started upon, but another time, another day.
John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. You know what? I agree with that concept that, you know, if the government's out of control, it is in the hands of the people to stand up and do something about it. And to that end, the American people, they've been defeated.
They're not going to do that. And, you know, the likelihood of George Tenet or any of the Bush administration sitting trial for anything they've done, or any other administration, Janet Reno sitting trial for what she did, any other administrator sitting trial for this, just entirely unlikely. And
it could
honestly
happen.
Not worth wasting one's breath
right.
on, as
it
far
could,
as I can tell.
It could happen, but it's not going to do anything to put a stop to the
right,
future events of malfeasance.
That's the point that I wanted to get out, and I didn't want to run all over him. But crime is about power in a lot of cases. It's about power and money.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So let's converse
fear.
That. Where you put the power and the money is where the criminals are going to go. Do you
That's
understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Yep, one stop
when
shopping.
I stick a gun in your face, I've got power over you, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I demand what? Your wallet. Unless
right.
I'm some kind of sexual pervert.
Right.
You know, that's a different crime entirely. But I demand your wallet, okay? Then you put the power of government, the money of government out there, and who's going to run towards it? Like sprinters off the
right.
off a start line.
Sociopaths.
Criminals.
Psychopaths.
And now, these sociopaths are, in order to get to the finish line, they have to dress themselves up.
Mm-hmm. And they have nice, shiny smiles.
In $1,500 suits with, they have to look good. So that's what they're going to do, because they intend to get that finish line and get to that money and that power no matter what.
Plastic surgery.
What can you add to that? Well done. 800-259-9231. I want to touch on the defeated American people, though, because that's an important factor here as well. They're letting the gang beat them up time and time again, in some cases physically, like we saw from Los Angeles yesterday. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-771-8424. That's 1-800-771-8424. 1-800-771-8424.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you, freetalklive.com. Now, last segment we had John on the line from Winnipeg, and he pointed out that, you know, it's the responsibility of the people in any given country to defend freedom, to put a stop to government malfeasance, to stand up against evil, bad government things. And I agree, which is what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, is we're standing up on our radio show 6 nights a week saying, hey, this isn't right what these people are doing, these government people. I don't want them doing it in my name, and darn it, I'm going to stand out and talk about it. But more Americans are just defeated. More Americans have, they would never even consider doing what we're doing. They would never consider, in many cases, even talking to their friends and neighbors about freedom or about resisting government tyranny or anything like that. Most Americans, if they even feel like something's wrong, because a lot of Americans are just completely oblivious to what's going on in this country. But even those that have gotten wind that there's something amiss, even those that have, you know, sort of figured out that something's wrong, not just with Republicans, but also with Democrats, with sort of the entire political establishment, that there's something wrong with America, they don't know what to do about it because they believe on a fundamental level in the old cliche that you can't fight City Hall. And it's been beaten into them from the very beginnings of their education in the government school system, where the government schools, you know, taught kids, and I was in the government schools, they taught kids that government is good, government is a wonderful organization, look at all the wonderful things government does, and you know, you get this sort of mentality of, oh yeah, government, yeah, good idea, from the government schools, when in fact it's government that is the root of many of the problems in this country.
Well, what made you change your mind, Ian?
I found liberty, and in my particular case, it's because I smoked some marijuana when I was 16, discovered that the government, this wonderful, caring organization, had actually been lying to me, and that kind of, you know, irritated me a little bit, and I wanted to know what else they'd been lying to me about. Turns out it's virtually everything. So that was how I kind of got into this. But most Americans are just completely oblivious to what government's doing, and those that are aware are completely defeated, and they believe that taxes and death are inevitable. They believe that taxes, not only are they inevitable, but they're inevitably going to go up, and that there's virtually no chance to stop it.
You know, a funny thing is the serfs in medieval times, mm-hmm. It was a sacrosanct rule that the lord would never tax the serfs more than 10%.
Really?
Now, they did find ways around that. But
yeah.
But it wasn't 20, you know?
It wasn't 50.
These are serfs.
Which is what it is today.
I mean, think about
more
what you
50.
Think about serfs. You think of people that are owned by their lord.
Yeah.
Owned. And they couldn't be taxed more than 10% of what they made.
Man, if we only had that, right?
Yeah. You know, I remember going to government schools for a time in my life and learning about the Roman Empire and thinking about what it was like when the Roman Empire was falling. And now, looking in today's world, I'm starting to see it right before my eyes. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm right in the middle of the fall of the Roman Empire all over again. All the corruption, all
it
the
can't last
dishonesty,
forever.
And it can't last forever. It's going to have to collapse before we rebuild it.
Right, with those lobbyists just having parties for the politicians and doing whatever it is to buy them off that they can possibly do. I mean, these don't compare to the orgies in Rome. They don't. Come on.
They're different types of orgies.
This is exactly what's happening. They're having orgies, I'm talking about orgies where they, you know, vomit out food so they can eat more and mm-hmm. that kind of thing. They're having orgies on our dime. They're stealing our money. They're telling you, you're going to go to jail if you don't do it. And they're just lavishing out gifts and doing whatever they want. Big contracts, building bridges to nowhere. Let's do, you know, whatever they want to do. They are destroying this great nation.
It's
they
insane.
Are. And,
the government.
And people point fingers at me and say I'm anti-American, that I'm not a
yeah.
patriot.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
I don't support that? No, I don't.
Well,
I want my country back.
Not only have they defeated Americans on a mental basis through the education system and just through, you know, people just not effectively being able to challenge the government and, you know, seeing that, tax freedom advocates being arrested, thrown in jail cells. There's also the enforcement aspect as well, not just arrests and being thrown in jail cells, but also what we saw in Los Angeles yesterday with the cops just literally cracking people's heads in. You know, no problem. Oh, that's just shooting people without any sort of compunction. In fact, not only do they not have compunction about it, they're excited to do it.
Put the club on the coconut, beat them all up.
So the idea here is that not only have we mentally defeated, has the government mentally defeated Americans, but also they physically defeated them to where if an American were to think to themselves, you know, this government really is out of control, I'm going to stand up and do something about it, I'm going to protest, then they'll think to themselves, whoa, I don't want to get my head cracked in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll just stay safe here at home, crack open a brewski, and watch some television instead. Who wants to get their heads cracked in? Really?
Yeah. What's really scary is a lot of people I know don't even really know what capitalism is.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people mistake mercantilism for capitalism.
And that's where the government works hand-in-hand with certain corporations in order to
eliminate competition and mandate the
favors.
Use of their product and
right.
all those things. And the other thing is that people have forgotten that we're supposed to be a democratic republic and not a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And people are clueless now. And as kids, we've all said the Pledge of Allegiance and to the republic for which it stands, but people have forgotten about that.
We weren't even realizing what we were doing. Now it's socialist indoctrination.
Part of the problem is that there's not a real good definition for what the word republic means. Essentially, when you translate democracy from the Greek and republic from the Latin, you have the same meaning. So that's the difficulty is that what we have is the Bill of Rights. And it's an enumeration of some of the rights that we have as human beings.
Mm-hmm.
And we democratically elect our officials. You know, we officially...
So-called representatives.
Right, our representatives. We officially have a republic, but that term republic does not in and of itself indicate that we have rights. So, you know, there's not a good one word to describe the American government, and that's the problem. I like republic for that, and mostly that's what I try to use it for.
Sure.
But I'm not sure that everybody, it's not as pervasive as it could be.
Well, I always define it as a rule of law versus a rule by the majority, the
mm-hmm.
mob. Because the politicians and the media can stir up the mob any way they like. They can manipulate them, and then they get the mob going in this direction, and they say, oh, yeah, the mob wanted this, so we did it. And that's what they do.
But then the mob makes laws.
And the mob makes laws based on their fear and their irrational behavior.
Mm-hmm. Of course, in this case, what we have is not a mob of 300 million people, but a mob of 535 people in Washington, D.C. that is doing the same exact thing. Right. There's the concept representative is a lofty one, and it sounds really great and everything, but it's physically, it's just an impossibility.
Right.
They don't represent me. You can't represent me because, and you can't, Wayne, if you are the representative for Mark and Ian, you can't be.
Right.
Mark and Ian don't agree on everything. So how could you, and you've got your own interests as well, how could you possibly accurately represent what Mark and Ian want? It's just an exercise in impossibility. So, again, going back to the defeated nature of Americans, we see it everywhere. I saw it even more down in Florida where we used to live. It's not as bad here in New Hampshire. The local people in New Hampshire, while they are defeated to some extent, there's still a sort of undercurrent, this freedom mentality that's still around up here in New Hampshire. And so there's still a chance. The Americans haven't been completely obliterated. The light of liberty, the flame of liberty, is still burning ever so softly. And it's not too late. In fact, now is the most important time, I think, for people to latch on to this message, the message of freedom and liberty, and to not only latch on to it and feed yourself, feed your craving to understand the principle of non-initiation of force and how it applies to all the different issues that are out there. Feed your cravings, listen to Free Talk Live, read liberty-oriented literature, that sort of thing. Watch Free Minds TV at freekeen.com and whatever other liberty programming you can get your hands on. And then do something about it. You know, join the Free State Project, move to New Hampshire, because I'm telling you, it's not happening anywhere else. It's just not.
An excellent book, I think, to get your friends and family members is Mary Ruart's book.
Oh, my favorite.
Healing Our World in an Age of Aggression.
And it's free. It's free on our website.
That's
so
right.
You can go and read the 90s version for free at Ruart.com. Update on the Russell Canning situation coming up to give you a little bit of hope. Some news right out of New Hampshire. Our friend Russell Canning, some good news about him. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective no BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. Though we do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff or to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're the world's largest internet retailer. 40 categories of products. Virtually anything you might want to buy, Amazon sells it. And if you enter through that link, amazon.freetalklive.com, then a percentage of your purchase is going to go to benefit Free Talk Live. So do your shopping there, amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, Mark, we're coming back in from a break, and you're laughing.
I'm sorry, it's rude to do that on the radio.
Now you have to explain yourself.
I'm reading the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. You know, I love my top 10 lists, right? And number 5 is refuse and recyclable material collectors. And the guy who writes this, clearly a comedian, very funny. I would think this job is actually pretty safe. Honestly, I'm amazed that garbage men could have such a difficult time of it. What could be safer than collecting trash in all areas of the country, including inner cities, while being totally exposed and defenseless, dangling from the back of a truck by an arm exhausted by hauling garbage all day about 13 inches above the pavement, zipping at 50 miles an hour, working hand in hand with a gigantic effing crusher device capable of turning the Statue of Liberty into a souvenir penny. Huh? Huh? Babies.
Sounds like fun. We should hold. Can you hold that for tomorrow night?
I will.
The top 10 list?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Because we're talking about, at the moment, we're talking about the defeated Americans, the idea that Americans far and wide pretty much believe you can't beat City Hall. And, you know, for the most part, that seems to be pretty true. Government's powerful. Government has a lot of guns at their disposal. They've got scary guys in uniforms carrying badges that are willing to do pretty much whatever it is the politicians instruct them to do. As we've heard directly from the cops, they basically say, well, I'm just enforcing the law. They don't really care what the laws say. They'll just enforce them. And I know, blanket statement, there are exceptions. There are good cops out there. But here in Keene, New Hampshire, recently, the enforcers of the law have enforced one particular law on one of our friends, Russell Canning. He is one of the, probably the star activists, civil disobedience activists here in the state of New Hampshire. Probably been arrested 3 times at least over the last couple of years in a variety of different things, so-called crimes. In this particular case, he was arrested for not having a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
He had a light out on his van, and they pulled him over for it. They arrested him because he didn't have a license. He got out of jail, and they told him that there was going to be a trial. He said, I'm not coming. And so he went home, and sure enough, they had the trial, and he didn't even know when the trial date was.
Because he left before he could find out.
Right, he wasn't going to find out. And so they got a little bit upset that he didn't show up at his trial, and so they sent some cops to go and arrest him, and they did that. And then they brought him into, again, to the jail where he was for the last 2-3 weeks, I think, at this point, on charges about, you know, not showing up to court.
Nothing really to do with his driver's license issue?
Yeah, nothing really to do with it. I think that was still the charge. It was still on his rap sheet, if you will, mm-hmm. but then he had some extra charges. Now, all of a sudden, now his next court date was supposed to be May 14th. So it's supposed to be a couple weeks from now. And, you know, we were all gearing up to try to get our cameras into the courtroom and everything like that, and the activists around here getting ready for this. And then all of a sudden, his wife, Kat, got a call from the police prosecutor, and just out of the blue. And apparently they said that they were going to give Russell the opportunity to plead guilty to a couple charges and maybe let him out. And so apparently that's what happened this morning. They gave him time served. He pled guilty to a couple of the charges that they had against him, and he's now a semi-free man yet again.
What would these additional charges be?
I don't know which charges. There's not enough information right now as far as which ones he pled guilty to, but this from Kat, her post over at NH3.com on the forum. She says, the bailiff acted funny when we were there this morning. I had to sit in the back of the room, and he came back there to say to me that if I couldn't hear well enough, there were seats in the front. Not sure how he knew who I was. He also let it slip in front of Russell that he wasn't supposed to be there today. It's like he just came in to see what happened to Russell. The prosecutor, the jail, etc. seemed to be eager to be rid of Russell. They ignored or dropped the failure to process and not showing up for court charges. So they could have, you know, pushed it through. They could have convicted him on these charges. It's very clear he didn't show up for court. But Russell Canning is a very interesting character.
You know, I like to think of him as the canary in the mine. You know, the idea is that at one point, I'm not exactly sure why they put canaries in mine, but something to do with bad gases. Canaries react a little faster to these bad gases than humans do. So when the canary drops over dead, everybody knew to get the hell out of the mine. Russell Canning doesn't recognize the government's power or authority, and on top of that, he knows that it exists. He's not insane.
He knows there are men with guns out there willing to use them, but he just...
Perhaps not clinically insane.
He realizes they're just men with guns.
And so he wants to show, like Gandhi did, show the violence that these men enact on you, and,
correct,
you know, how kind of strange it is. I'm not sure that it comes across that way to everybody. It certainly wouldn't be me doing the job that Russell's doing, but, you know, like I said, he's the canary in the mine.
That's right, and he's somebody who doesn't cheat, doesn't lie, doesn't steal, doesn't hurt people. He's the most gentle person you'll ever want to meet.
And always has a smile.
And always has a smile on his
face.
He's
a really good guy.
And he's great to be around. You just feel joyful being around
mm-hmm.
him. And when someone like that gets thrown in jail, it really does expose the violence of the state.
Yep, and he's doing it, and I think he's doing it brilliantly. And I agree with you, Mark. Not everybody's going to realize what's going on,
right,
at least not at this point. But who could possibly, anybody that knows Russell...
How long did it, I mean, but Gandhi was an amazing man in history, and everyone would agree, and how long did it take him to kick the British out of India?
I don't know,
I thought it was 15 years.
Right.
I don't know for sure, but I thought it was a number like that.
Also, Russell Canning, just an amazing person. I mean, just the courage to do what he does, and that is just the courage to live his life how he wants to. He just lives his life, he doesn't harm anybody, and then these cops come in and ruin everything. They arrest him and stuff. And so what happens when you arrest Russell Canning or Lauren Canario or some of the other activists that we have around here, what happens when you arrest an activist like Russell Canning is he doesn't give them what they're looking for and what they're used to. Bureaucrats are used to people doing certain things when they do certain things. So when they arrest someone, they're used to them, signing the bail sheet and paying the bail so they can get
right,
out. And
to do whatever that it takes, you know, to kiss whatever rings it takes to get out of jail.
Yeah. Russell Canning doesn't do that.
No.
He knows he's going in.
He's not scared.
Exactly. He's not intimidated by their system. They'll put they'll put paperwork in front of him. He won't sign it. They'll put a fingerprint thing in front of him. He won't, he won't raise his hand voluntarily to do it. He's not going to resist them when they physically move his hand onto the paperwork.
Right, he's had to make some compromises. Lauren, for instance,
he pled guilty. That's a compromise.
He's not really pleading guilty, though. To his mind, you know, what's the question?
To his mind, he's saying a few words to get out of a prison cell.
That's not true. No, what he's saying is, what are you saying? What are you accusing me of? Driving without a license. Well, you're right, I don't have a license. I guess I'm guilty. You know, that's the way he's saying it. He's not saying he's done anything wrong.
Right.
He's saying that he, in fact, is not driving with the papers.
It's more like no contest.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't even know.
His plea in front of the court when I was in there was, whatever. Whatever.
How do you please?
It's just awesome. Just the way he handles these bureaucrats is amazing. And so they're just not used to it. They don't know how to deal with somebody like this.
You know what's really funny is that I'm sure a lot of them grow to like him.
The defendant right. enters the plea of whatever.
How couldn't you like him?
How couldn't you? Even if you were like this hard-nosed, gung-ho cop and you just hang out with Russell for a few hours.
He's infectious, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they must have gotten tired of him. Whatever it was he was doing in jail, you know, just being a great guy overall, and just he got to him, and so they let him out early, is what happened today. So Russell, once again, a free man. And you know, the best thing about Russell Canning, beyond all of the activism he's doing, is that his activism is inspiring people. I know there's a lot of people in the political arena here in New Hampshire that they don't like what Russell's doing. They think he's ruining it for all of us. He's ruining it for the rest of us. We've heard that before. And no, you know, you guys can go and do your political thing, and Russell's going to keep doing what he's doing. The fact is, he's getting attention, at least from Free Talk Live. He's getting attention around the internet. People are seeing this. They're getting excited. They're saying, oh my gosh, there is one man who really is standing up to the power of the state. He really is standing up against government tyranny. And it's not just Russell. It's Lauren Canario. She's another very Russell-esque activist. I don't know. I mean, they're both very similar in their tactics, in that they are non-cooperatives when the government takes them into custody. If we could have 20 Laurens and Russells living in the same place, if we could have 200 of them, I mean, the change that could be affected is just mind-boggling.
Calling all activists.
That's exactly
right.
Come
to New Hampshire.
Well, this is where it's happening.
There's a different thought process that some of the activists have in New Hampshire. Some of them want to get in the government and change it from the inside.
Sure.
And
they're going to be helped by Russell Canning and people like him, because they're going to give them issues. They're going to bring up issues that are never being discussed otherwise, and give those political people something to bounce off of and someone to point to and say, this is wrong. This man should not be in jail. He never harmed anyone. Meeting in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The disciple.